Thanks for joining us for Wyoming News and Agriculture here on the Northern Ag Network. I'm Coulter Brown. Well, the Wyoming legislative session is nearly wrapped up. We sure appreciate the Wyoming Farm Bureau Federation keeping us updated on the issues affecting agriculture and rural communities. After the break, Wyoming Farm Bureau Policy Advocacy Director Kelly Carpenter will join us to tell us how things are shaking out at the Wyoming legislature.
Agriculture has been an integral part of every Wyoming community since statehood. Since 1920, the Wyoming Farm Bureau Federation has advocated for farmers and ranchers and the rural communities they call home. We are a grassroots membership organization that believes in protecting private property rights, upholding constitutional government, and advancing a free market economy. The Wyoming Farm Bureau Federation, strengthening Wyoming agriculture, enhancing Wyoming communities.
We're joined today by Zach Ogles, agronomy manager for Tessenderlo Curley. Zach, tell us about the value of sulfur. How are thiosulfur and KTS making a difference for wheat growers?
Sulfur is critical to plant growth, and it's involved in a number of different processes within the plant. Sulfur can increase your protein content. It's very common to see a positive response in yield and growth with a sulfur application. So it helps the grower be more efficient, get the most out of their fertilizer investment.
Ask your local ag retailer for thiosulfur and KTS.
This is Kelly Carpenter with the Wyoming Farm Bureau Federation with your weekly legislative update. The legislature passed the budget this week. The budget was a compromise between the governor's proposed budget and the recommendations from the Joint Appropriations Committee budget. Both sides are hailing it as a victory for Wyoming. Several bills that the Wyoming Farm Bureau is following relate to our members' policy priorities that are not necessarily state budget related. Here's a closer look at a few bills the Wyoming Farm Bureau is working on as we represent our members at the legislature. We were pleased when private property rights were protected this week when House Bill 19, Corner Crossing Clarification, did not pass the Committee of the Whole in the Senate. The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals determined corner crossing under certain conditions is legal. However, this proposed legislation would have broadened the scope of corner crossing from federal lands to include state lands and local government lands. This legislation would have also removed liability for incidental trespass and damages to private property should someone corner crossing damage the adjacent private property. Private property rights are fundamental, and ensuring the appropriate balance between protecting private property rights and access to federal lands for hunting and recreation is why a collaborative, stakeholder-driven approach is needed to solve this 140-year problem. The last bill that was considering any limitations to issuing landowner hunting licenses has failed to move through the legislative process. As the legislature considers interim topic requests, this and related landowner compensation topics to recognize landowners for providing wildlife habitat have been proposed for consideration. The Colorado River Voluntary Conservation Pilot Program has passed both houses and is now on the concurrence list in the Senate. This bill would establish a voluntary conservation program that would work towards establishing a local Wyoming-driven tool to work to avoid court battles that could decide Colorado River appropriations. The Cowboy State Agricultural Trust Fund bill narrowly failed the Committee of the Whole vote in the House. This bill would have done many things, but one of which is a priority to our membership, would have been to return Wyoming-centered agricultural research to the University of Wyoming, something that our members believe has been lacking in recent decades. With a special legislative report for the Northern Ag Network, I'm Kelly Carpenter with the Wyoming Farm Bureau Federation.